Section 11. Definitions. Alien. Any person who is not a citizen of the United States of America. Authorized emergency vehicles. Fire, police or ambulance vehicles or others approved by statute. Bicycle. Any vehicle powered solely by human power, upon which any person may ride, having two tandem wheels, except scooters and similar devices. Legally classified as vehicles, bicycles can be ridden on all public roads in Wyoming. While not legally required, a properly fitted and consumer product safety certified bicycle helmet is highly recommended for protection against serious head injury or death. Blind spot. The area near the right and left rear corners of the vehicle which cannot be seen through rearview mirrors. The driver must turn his, her head to view these areas. Blood alcohol concentration, BAC, the amount of alcohol in the bloodstream. Brakes. Device used to stop the vehicle. Critical object. Any person, vehicle, animal or anything else that could cause a driver to slow down, speed up or turn. Crosswalk. A place where people may legally cross the street or highway. The crosswalk may or may not be marked. If there are no markings, a crosswalk is considered to be where imaginary lines would connect the sidewalks on each side of the street or highway. Wyoming Department of Transportation, WDOT, the state agency responsible for the licensing of drivers in Wyoming. WYDOT's address is 5300 Bishop Boulevard, Cheyenne, WY82009-3340. Driving while under the influence, DWUI. The operation of a vehicle by a person who is under the influence of alcohol or who is under the influence of a controlled substance. Emancipated minor. A person at least 17 years of age who is or was married, is in the military service of the United States, or who has been emancipated by the district court. Emancipated minors may have this status put on their Wyoming licenses by making application to the department and paying the required fee. Gap in traffic. An opening or space between vehicles in traffic that is large enough for a vehicle to enter safely. Helmet. Protective headgear. Hydroplaning. When a vehicle's tires ride on a thin film of water instead of the road. Intersection. The area where highways or streets join or cross each other. Lane. A section of roadway for a single line of vehicles. Median. A barrier of grass, concrete or other material separating two roadways, such as the area between the two roadways on an interstate highway. It is not legal to ride over, across or on the median. Merging traffic. A situation where two moving lanes of traffic come together, such as an entrance ramp on an interstate. Moped. A vehicle equipped with two or three wheels, foot pedals to allow propulsion by human power, an automatic transmission and a motor with cylinder capacity not exceeding 50 cubic centimeters, producing no more than 2 brake horsepower, whose motor is capable of propelling the vehicle at a maximum speed of no more than 30 miles per hour on a level road surface. Motorcycle. A motor vehicle having a seat or saddle for the use of the rider, and designed to travel on not more than 3 wheels in contact with the ground but which may have a sidecar to transport a single passenger. For the purpose of registration and titling, motorcycle includes motorized bicycles, scooters and recreational vehicles primarily designed for off-road use and designed to be ridden astride upon a seat or saddle and to travel on 4 wheels, but excludes mopeds and off-road 3-wheel recreational vehicles. Motor vehicle. Every vehicle which is self-propelled by some power source other than muscular power and used on public highways for transporting persons or property or both. This includes motorcycles and mopeds. Moving violation. An act of control or lack of control by the driver of a motor vehicle while the vehicle is in motion, that results in a conviction, including a conviction for driving in violation of the restriction for corrective lenses and/or outside mirrors. Multipurpose vehicle. A vehicle having an identifying number, having at least 4 wheels, weighing 300 to 3,000 pounds and having a permanent upright seat at least 24 inches from the ground. The vehicle must be registered and plated to be operated on streets and highways, but may not be operated on interstate highways and is subject to slow-moving vehicle requirements. The holder of any class of driver license may drive a multipurpose vehicle. Drivers who currently hold a motorcycle class license with an R restriction for an ATV vehicle only will not be renewed with this class and restriction, as an ATV is considered a multi-purpose vehicle and does not require the M or R on the license. No zone. An area on either side or directly behind a heavy vehicle in which another vehicle is not visible to the driver. Off-road recreational vehicle. A recreational vehicle primarily designed for off-road use, which is 50 inches or less in width, has an unladen weight of 900 pounds or less and is designed to be ridden astride upon a seat or saddle and to travel on at least 3 low-pressure tires. A low-pressure tire is a pneumatic tire at least 6 inches in width, designed for use on wheels with a rim diameter of 12 inches or less and having a manufacturer's recommended operating pressure of 10 pounds per square inch or less. Any unlicensed motorcycle which has an unladen weight of 600 pounds or less and is designed to be ridden off-road with the operator astride upon a seat or saddle and travels on 2-2 tires, and any multi-wheeled motorized vehicle not required by law to be licensed and is designed for cross-country travel on or over land, sand, ice or other natural terrain and which has an unladen weight of more than 900 pounds. Wherever practicable, off-road recreational vehicles shall only be operated off the main traveled portion of the roadway. Crossings of main traveled roadways shall be made at right angles to the roadway or as nearly so as practicable, but, in any case, yielding the right-of-way to all traffic in the main traveled roadway. If the operator is a minor, or if a minor is a rider, they shall be operated in accordance with all Wyoming helmet laws and be operated only by a person who possesses a valid driver license with a motorcycle endorsement. Pedestrian vehicle. Any self-propelled conveyance designed, manufactured and intended for the exclusive use of persons with a physical disability. In no case shall a pedestrian vehicle exceed 48 inches in width. Reinstatement fee. The fee required to reinstate a person's driver license and or driving privilege before a suspension or revocation can be lifted and the privilege to drive restored. Resident. Any person who is gainfully employed or engages in any trade, profession or occupation within this state and owns, leases or rents a place of residence or otherwise lives within Wyoming for the purpose of employment or remains in the jurisdiction for a period of 120 days or more, or any person who is registered to vote in Wyoming, or any person who has applied for public assistance from Wyoming, or any person holding a valid Wyoming resident hunting or fishing license. Revocation. Termination of a person's privilege to drive. Roadway. That portion of a street or highway ordinarily used for driving. Shoulder. That portion of the road beside the traveled highway. It may be either hard surfaced or gravel. It is used by stopped vehicles and helps provide proper drainage of the highway. Space cushion. The space that isolates your vehicle from other vehicles. A cushion of space ahead, behind and to the side of your vehicle. Suspension. The temporary removal of a person's privilege to drive. The license may be returned after a specified period of time, and/or after certain requirements have been met. Total stopping distance. The distance a vehicle travels before it comes to a complete stop. It includes the complete distance traveled while deciding to stop, then reacting, and finally after brakes are then applied. Traffic signals. Red light. You must stop behind the crosswalks or stop line. You can turn right at a red light unless there is a sign that prohibits the turn. You may turn right only after stopping and yielding to persons and other vehicles. You may also, after stopping and yielding, turn left from a one-way street onto a one-way street. Amber light. If possible, you must stop before entering the intersection. If you cannot stop safely, you should carefully go through the intersection. Green light. You may enter the intersection when the way is clear. You must yield the right of way to other vehicles and persons already in the intersection. Flashing red light. You must come to a complete stop before entering the intersection. This light has the same meaning as a stop sign. Flashing amber light. You must use caution. This light warns of a dangerous intersection or location. Turn arrows. 1. A red arrow prohibits turning in the direction of the arrow. It is used to remind drivers that they must turn in the direction the arrow is pointing when the light turns green. 2. An amber arrow may appear after a green arrow and warns you to clear the intersection. 3. A green arrow means that you may turn in the direction shown by the arrow without stopping if the way is clear. You must yield the right of way to persons and other traffic within the intersection. traffic signs. The shapes and color of signs have meaning. If fading light, fog, rain, snow or darkness makes it difficult to see the letters, you should still know what to look for or what to do. Pavement markings provide the driver with important information about the proper position of vehicles on the roadway. Regulatory signs. These signs tell you what to do. You must always obey them. Rectangles. Rectangular signs regulate traffic and direct the driver's speed and direction. Octagon, 8 sides. This shape is reserved for stop signs. You must come to a complete stop. Triangle pointing down. This shape requires that you yield the right of way to cross traffic or to merging traffic. Warning signs. Warning signs alert you to conditions ahead. They are usually diamond-shaped and warn you about road hazards, construction sites, schools, or other situations which require your special attention. While most warning signs are yellow, construction and maintenance warning signs are orange. Diamond. These signs are yellow with black letters. They warn of a possible danger ahead. Pentagon. This sign warns of a school zone ahead or marks a school crossing. The absolute speed limit in a school zone is 20 miles per hour. Pennant. Pennant-shaped signs are located at the beginning of a no-passing zone. Round. A round sign warns of a railroad crossing ahead. Instead, a stop line or an X with the letters RR may be painted on the pavement before a crossing. Or any combination of the above may warn of an upcoming railroad crossing. Construction. Construction signs have black lettering on an orange background. They warn motorists of temporarily dangerous or unusual conditions on construction or maintenance projects. Emergency notification sign. The ENS, emergency notification sign, is for those emergencies that would require stopping train traffic due to an obstruction on the tracks, or any other problem at the crossing, like if the lights or gates are not working properly. Guide signs. Guide signs are very helpful. They tell you where you are, what road you are on, and how to get where you want to go. Most guide signs are rectangular. However, guide signs for county roads and route markers on freeways are different in shape. The type of information given determines the color of the sign.